After a years-long legal skirmish with state officials, Alaska's first marijuana club, Potluck Events, has closed its doors. From the beginning, there were disputes over the club's legality. The final straw was a cease and desist order from the state regulators and the passing of the club's founder, just days apart. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, the closure comes while the state is still considering rules about where it's legal to consume cannabis beyond private property.
Good night, Potluck!
Inside a sprawling, dimly lit room with high ceilings, a few guys are hauling away furniture. Couches, comfy chairs, stools, pieces of this clubhouse are being cleared out.
It's still very surreal.
Martin Christensen's been volunteering at Potluck since it opened in early 2015, not long after Alaskans voted in favor of legalizing commercial cannabis. Now he's dismantling a space he helped create.
To come in and start pulling all the pictures off the wall, it's like moving out of your ex's house. You know, there's so many memories attached to everything. You want to fight over the popcorn bowl.
The venue transformed over the last 2 years. Initially, a small group of friends imagined a special event space that would be cannabis-friendly, supported by membership dues. In between events, members were allowed to come in, socialize, and consume cannabis. But as the pot industry has taken shape, Potluck became more of a commercial hub. Companies promoted product, connected with other businesses. There were even job fairs. Lee Haywood worked closely with Potluck's owners, guiding the enterprise towards a more community-oriented role.
And it was a place to normalize what cannabis was in Alaska. If you're going to open up this genre to folks, if you're going to open that up recreationally, you have to have a place for people to socialize.
The club built a dedicated following, with total membership somewhere between 8,000 and 9,000 people, according to Haywood. Its relationship with city and state officials was complicated, but not totally negative. Haywood, whose background is in the military and law enforcement, says they were doing their best to operate out in the open.
We want you to come in and study us. We want you to come in and show us how we can improve, how we can work together with the state.
But that's ultimately not what happened. The beginning of the end for Potluck was in mid-April, not long before a large 420 celebration was planned. In Haywood's account, licensed cannabis companies that were partnered with Potluck for the event started reporting that state investigators viewed their participation as legally dubious. For growers or retailers, that could bring serious problems. Potluck got in touch with Alaska's Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, and what followed was a very firm letter on April 19th from the state saying the club was illegal and needed to cease operating.
It was overwhelming at that point. Yeah. You have to understand, we had our biggest event of the year, the 420 event that's going to happen. And then the day before the event, we get a letter. We read over and like, okay, what do we do now? We're in a panic. I got sound check today. I got people coming in today that are trying to get all set up. Like, okay, well now we got to pull all our sponsors. What are we going to do?
On top of this, the club's founder and owner, Teresa Collins, was dying of cancer.
And also at that time, we found out that the doctor had mentioned that Teresa probably wasn't going to make it through the night.
With all this going on, Haywood and a few others dropped their plans. They turned the April 20th event into a celebration of life for Collins.
She stayed with us through the 20th, and she passed the morning of the 21st.
Haywood says the club had always had trouble making money, and now he and others won't challenge the state in court. The Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office's case has two major claims. The first is a decision from the state's attorney general ruling that pot clubs violate a ban on public consumption. The second issue, says AMCO Director Erica McConnell, is that when voters opted for ballot measure 2, there were only 4 kinds of commercial permits that they approved.
And it did not create a license type for a social consumption location, a club. And so there is no mechanism for the Marijuana Control Board to issue a license for a business model such as Potluck Events.
McConnell's letter in April ends with a mention that AMCO has been working with the Anchorage Police Department on an enforcement plan, though she declined to specify what that involved. The unfortunate sequence of events, McConnell says, was coincidental. The state's timeline responding to Potluck was determined by resources. Her letter also includes a note of hope that the business will redirect its efforts towards lawful operations. Haywood says that is his goal, too.
If it was going to end and we have to restructure what this looks like, now is the time to do that. This is not a surrender for us. This is a retreat for a moment to regroup and work with our lawmakers, work with the city, work with the state, and see how we can develop an on-site consumption plan that works.
The state's Marijuana Control Board is taking up three proposals dealing with on-site consumption at meetings in July. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.